I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
John, you have been, obsessed is the wrong word, but you've been very interested in what's going on with DeMond Williams at Washington. We have a couple minutes here. Do you want to just set this up for people and what's going on?
So everything in college football, because the transfer portal is open right now, is bizarro world. There are no rules. There are no enforceable rules. Even the ones that are in place don't feel like they're enforceable. DeMond Williams Jr., the quarterback at Washington, former quarterback at Washington, at the beginning of the transfer portal, signed a new agreement to stay in Washington. And it's being reported that it was over $4 million. A college quarterback making $4 million to stay at his school. 4 days later, he attempted to enter the transfer portal. And it's being reported that he wants to go to LSU, that Lane Kiffin is the one that's trying to get him out of Washington. So the question is, what happens with that signed contract? Is it legally binding? Are there going to be consequences to him, to LSU, if he has this signed agreement and they still contacted him? There's tampering issues. There's the legal impact that it could have on Washington, where they weren't in the market for a quarterback because they thought they signed their quarterback to a high-priced deal. Now, all of a sudden, they don't. They're going to have to go out in the transfer portal and try and bring in another quarterback. Is he not as good? Do they suffer losses because of this? Like, they're trying to mitigate those right now. And so where does the blame lie? And Washington, as well as the Big Ten, had said that they will take all legal action that they possibly can because they had the signed contract. It's bizarre.
It's a mess, because if you're Washington, you invested in this guy, you played him all season, you attempted to develop him.
Then he's been there 2 years.
Yeah, and then you took care of him financially. You were proactive. You paid him millions of dollars, and then he's going to leave anyway? Is he even allowed to leave anyway? And what does this mean?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those moments where we saw it a little bit last year with a player that had left Wisconsin, went down to Miami. Wisconsin tried to have some legal action. I don't know that there's been any settling of that issue. And so when you sign these agreements, you're not, the school that you are leaving doesn't have to allow you to enter the transfer portal. So what he is doing is withdrawing from classes in Washington and then enrolling as a student at Miami. So he's kind of sidestep in the transfer portal.
Not DeMond Williams, but this player you're talking about.
No, right? DeMond Williams.
Oh, he's going to Miami? Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, not Miami. That was the Wisconsin player. Yes, sorry, LSU.
It's hard to keep track of all these watershed landmark cases, but it's happening more and more. And I thought I had read DeMond Williams was attempting to enter the portal with a do not contact tab.
Right, like, which means he's already got his destination in mind.
Right.
So it's tampering. It's, is the contract enforceable? Now, I mean,
because you don't do these deals with the school. The school's not allowed to pay you. The collective does.
Well,
but that's about to change.
It depends on where that $4 million was coming from. Was it the rev share?
Right.
Versus, or was it, you know, $2 million from the rev share and $2 million from a collective or company, some type of NIL deal that they were had in place for him? So it goes to, what's the value of even signing a contract?
But I don't get, like, if you're DeMond, clearly you want to go make more money at LSU, but doesn't part of you just go, well, this place has been good to me. They just paid me. The grass isn't always greener. Or is it, hey, there's...
Oh, from the guy that says, hey, go get paid?
Well, I'm asking, once you've signed a contract...
No, trust me, yes, you sign a contract, I think you...
I'd have no issue with the wandering eye during the portal. That's what it's made for. But once you've made your decision, signed on the dotted line, and got compensated millions,
yeah,
you've made your choice.
Right. And, I mean, it's so I'm good with the handshake.
Yeah. Well,
but this one actually was signed on the dotted line.
That's it's a mess. Fiasco.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.